Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I pray life come, life flow, life build and strengthen. And I thank you that health and healing manifest in our bodies, in this congregation. All those who are here and all those who are not here, I call them healed in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give our podcast listeners a super hand clap this morning. Praise God. We're glad they're listening. We pray they get built up this morning. Amen. All right. So, we've been talking faith. We've been talking, you know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when the Spirit of God changed my sermon right here to healing. And when he does that, I listen. So, that Sunday, we received healing. Hello. Okay, we received healing, right? Amen. Now, we must keep it. And I'll give you an analogy, an easy one out of the Word. When Peter asked the Lord Jesus, "If it is you, Lord Jesus, bid me to come on the water with you." Well, Jesus said simply, "Come." Yes. Jesus didn't say, "It is I."
No.
He just said, "Come."
Come.
All right, one word. Yes. So at his word, he stepped out onto the water, right?
Yes.
And was walking on the water. So he stepped out by faith.
Yippee.
Now, in order for him to continue walking on that water, he had to keep that faith.
That's right.
Right?
Awesome.
But fear came, and the faith began to dwindle. Now, I don't know how, because he's walking on water. So, whether it's windy, whether it's wavy, he's walking on water. I mean, hello. All right. But fear came, and fear does come. Fear tries to always eliminate the faith that you're walking in. Always. It will come quickly. It will come very cunningly. You won't sometimes even notice it. And it starts getting in your ear.
Oh, yeah.
Starts getting in your ear, right? Starts pestering you a little bit. And gets you to a point of what if. And this is where Peter ended up with the what if I sink. Well, wait a minute. You're walking on water. What if you sink? You know, you see what I'm saying? It's like how... Wow, this man was walking on water. It's the same thing as if you've seen someone who has a disease, and you can see it physically, and they get hands laid on them, and they get healed, and it instantly goes away. How could you not think that God is all-powerful and that God wouldn't do that same thing for you? Amen?
Yeah.
So as Peter, his faith began to dwindle because fear came. He cried out to the Lord, "Jesus, Jesus, save me." Jesus reached down, grabbed him up.
Yep.
Had to be awfully close then, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Now, you think about that for a minute. And I'm telling you, this guy's walking with Jesus, right? I mean, he's seen Jesus do signs, wonders, miracles. I mean, he's wow, this is awesome. He's the most powerful Son of God. He's there, right? He's almost to Jesus that he's sinking.
Yeah.
And Jesus reached out and picked him up. But he cried out, Jesus, right? And this is where we've got to get to that point where it's either Jesus or nothing.
That's right.
You know, whether I live or die, I am of the Lord's. I'm His. And I like to say, and He's mine.
Amen.
You know, He's mine too. I claim Him, and He claims me. That's awesome to know that our Lord cares enough to claim us as His.
That's right.
Amen. I love that. So anyway, let's get into Mark 5 again real quick. I'm not going to read it all. We're just going to touch on it. But Mark 5, we started in verse 21. Now, this is where Jairus' daughter was sick at home. And he ran out to Jesus. "Jesus, my daughter lieth sick at home. But if you'll come and lay hands on her, she'll be healed and she will live." So he spoke his faith. Amen. Jesus simply went. He didn't. He just went. That's it. Immediately, he went with him. All right. And of course, on their way, and let's. I want to get into this one because this one to me is it very important, because it literally talks, Jesus says, your faith is what has made you whole. So we want to get into this. This is the woman with the issue of blood, the flow of blood here. Where do I want to start? Let's do verse 25. Here we go. It says, now a certain woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians, she had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, see how important it is for us to talk about Jesus. See, when she heard about Jesus, this is what happened. She heard about the things Jesus could do. In that, built her faith. So she said. So it says, so when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Now, nothing in the word beforehand said to touch his garment, right? I mean, okay, go touch his garment. That's where her thinking was. If I can just get a hold of this guy, I mean, just to touch him. All right, now we're going to read what she said. She says, verse 28, it says, for she said, so first of all, it's got to come out of your mouth. And we always say that if we really don't believe it, it won't be coming out of our mouth. If we believe it, if we believe in something, if we believe something, we will have it come out of our mouth. We will tell someone else about it. Amen? If you think there's a fire, hey, look, there's a fire. Why? I see smoke. I see fire. That means there's a fire. You might want to leave. Right? Hey, there's a tornado. If you see a tornado, you're going to say, let's get out of here. There's a tornado. Right? So here we are. It's got to come out of our mouth. But we've got to guard what comes out of our mouth, don't we?
Yeah.
Ooh, bad. All right. So she said, if only I may touch his clothes. This is what she said now. If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.
Amen.
This is what came out of her mouth. Immediately. The fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, he turned around into the crowd and he said, who touched my clothes? Now, you like the disciples, what they say here, but his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? That's kind of a smart aleck. Lucky Jesus didn't slap him. But see, he didn't understand. Jesus knew and felt power leave him. So, Pete, or whoever this was, didn't see or know or feel this. Remember, we talked about what we see, feel, or hear, and we've got to be careful of. Amen. That's very important. Do not ever forget that. See, feel, and hear. Be careful. All right. Okay. He said, who touched me? Verse 32. And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing... Now, see, she grabbed a hold of him, got power out of him, right? And then he knew it. She's like, I'm busted. I'm busted. I'm in trouble. He knows what I just did. I don't know if she felt like it was a crime or she'd done something wrong. I shouldn't touch a man. Amen, right? I don't know. You know, but she says, the woman fearing and trembling, knowing that what had happened to her, came and he fell down before him and told him the whole, what was it?
Truth.
The whole truth. Sometimes we need to get truthful with the Lord. We should always be truthful with the Lord. But sometimes within ourselves, we've got to get truthful. We got to get true. Where does judgment start?
Right here.
Pointing at ourselves here. Judgment always starts here. We've got to stop worrying about our brother all the time.
Amen.
Stop worrying about everybody else.
That's right.
Because we're always thinking, well, they're in worse shape than I am, so I'm at least in good shape. Wrong.
Yeah.
Amen? Wrong. No. No. See, it's right here. Just stay right here.
Amen.
Perfect your walk with the Lord. Perfect your relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Perfect your life with him.
Amen.
right? That relationship's got to be strong, right? That fellowship has got to be strong. Amen. Let's look here. Verse 34. And he said to her daughter, your faith has made you well. What made her well? Her faith. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Sounds to me like, go in faith. He said, go in peace. Go in faith. Now, and be healed of your affliction. Stay in faith.
Amen.
Go in faith and be healed. Stay in faith.
Yes, yes.
He said, go in peace and be healed of your affliction. She's now at peace. The fountain of flow of blood has dried up. Amen. She's healed. She knew it and felt it within herself. That power that Jesus, that came out of him, he didn't release it. It came out because of her faith. And she started with, for she said within herself. She said it. And within yourself, you believe it.
That's right.
Because where when you say something, it's coming from the heart.
Right.
Right? Okay. So, we see that Jairus, he honored the Lord. He fell at his feet. We're not going to read the rest of that. He also spoke his faith to the Lord. If you'll come, you'll lay hands on my daughter, she will be healed and she will live.
That's right.
He spoke his faith, right? We've got to speak our faith. We've got to stay in faith. When fear tries to come, speak it again. Speak it again. Speak it again. Do not stop.
Hallelujah.
And then when manifestation takes place, keep it. Keep it. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Listen, we've got to get thankful. We've got to get more thankful. Yeah, it's time for the body of Christ to be thankful for what they have, what the Lord has done.
Amen.
We've got to be thankful for His Word.
Right.
You know? We got to be thankful.
Amen.
And that's, that. You know, being thankful means you're bow down before Him.
Yes.
You worship Him. You adore Him. You surrender yourself to Him. You let, you know, amen?
Yes.
It's time for us to lay it all out and let Jesus be Jesus in our life.
Right.
So we've got to speak our faith. Amen. Jesus' instant reaction was to go with Jairus. The Bible says immediately. She, the woman with the issue of blood, she didn't wait. When she heard him going through the street and she had heard about him, she knew that's that Jesus guy that I've heard about. All I've got to do is touch him and I'll be healed. Now, that takes faith.
Amen.
To believe that.
Yes.
How about Peter? It takes faith to even believe that you could get out of the boat if Jesus said to come.
Yeah.
Because he's Jesus. He can walk on the water.
Right.
But what about that? Peter, okay, if you can do it, I guess I can do it.
Yeah.
You bid me to come and I'll come.
Yeah.
And he did. He just got up and went. Fear began to come. He began to sink. And the Bible says he began to sink. So little bit by little bit, he's beginning to sink. And then he cries out to the Lord Jesus. Because you know when you're alright, I don't know if you've ever done this, but when you're walking on water, you just sink. You don't begin to sink.
Yeah, right?
Right? You just go poink, you're in. I mean, it's over with. You're down.
That's right.
He began. And this is what I think the Spirit of God wants us to see this. This was gradual. His faith began to leave and fear began to come.
Yeah.
So he began to sink.
Wow.
You know? So that's the same thing that takes place with us. This is how the devil tries to get us, is he begins to report the report again. And report the report. Whatever the report is that you're using your faith for, he begins little by little to remind you of that report. So what we must do then is more and more remind him of our report. Well, we believe the what? The report of the Lord.
Right.
We don't believe the report of anything else except where our faith is and what we believe. That's where we have to stay. As it comes, beat it down. Beat it down. Beat him down. Step on him and keep him down. Tread on him. He's a serpent. We're to tread on him. Right? We tread on things like that that crawl and creep. We don't like creeps. So we tread on them. And that's exactly what we're supposed to do. When the enemy comes, we tread. We are overcomers.
Amen.
We just sang a song about the name of Jesus causes us to be overcomers.
That's right.
Amen. So we must invoke the name. When you invoke the name, you're invoking the authority and the power.
That's right.
Just that simple.
Amen.
Attach that name to your faith report. Always.
That's right.
Always. In the name of Jesus, then you just go to it.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Because, see, it's that name and faith in that name, the Word says, right? It's that name and faith in that name.
Woo-hoo.
All right. So we have to have that name and we have to have faith in that name.
Right.
Glory to God. She, this woman with the issue of blood, she had faith in Him. She could see Jesus. We don't see Jesus. We see His name. We put our faith in His name. We know that He'll do it.
That's right.
We should have no doubt that Jesus will do whatever we have asked of Him.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Because if He'll go to a cross and take what He took for us, then He'll do anything else for you. Because, see, He died for us.
Yeah. Come on.
The worst thing ever was for Him who has been for eternity with His Father God to be separated from Him. Amen. To be separated from a loved one that you have been with forever.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Nothing.
No thanks. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Jesus, I'm telling you. So listen, her reaction was to go to the doctors for 12 years because of the report that she had. It's all she knew, right? It's all she knew, but then she heard about Jesus.
Yeah.
And that changed.
Yes.
That going to the doctor thing, right? It changed it. So as soon as she heard about Jesus and how that He would heal, He would heal the sick, she did something. She immediately ran to Him. She didn't hesitate. She ran to Him immediately within herself saying, if I may just touch His clothes, I'll be healed and I will live. Right? Amen. I'll be made well. All right. So we've got to guard what comes out of our mouth. Whatever our faith is, it must come out of our mouth. When the fear begins to come, we must tread on it. Get it out. Push it down with the Word now.
Amen.
Not mentally. That ain't ESP or TPE or LOVE, whatever it is. I don't know. We do this by the Word. It's not about how awesome you are. It's not about how good you are, how bad you are. It's about how good God is and how good His Word is.
That's right.
The fact is, His Word is truth. It is truth. If you see that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus, that is what? Truth. Therefore, if that's truth, then guess what you are? Healed. Amen. If Jesus became poor so that you, through His poverty, might be made rich, then guess what you are?
Rich.
What do we need to do then? Claim it.
Claim it.
Receive it. Receive it. Claim it. Call it in. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how you do it. Money cometh, whatever. It was cool for a time, but I think it's too simple. I want to get by faith and receive by faith. I want to speak the Word. Now, yeah, he got a word, money cometh, and praise God, and he did it, and that thing was great. But I speak the Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You became poor so that I could be made rich. I thank you that I'm rich in Jesus' name. Use the Word. Use the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ. Use the Word.
Amen.
Only.
Only.
And then when that bill collector calls or when that bad doctor report comes, you just thank you, Lord, and go right back to it. If you hear it once, I would speak the faith twice. If the fear comes once, I'd speak faith at least twice. Amen. Do not hold back because He's not going to either. He is not going to stop. Amen. Yes, dear. No, you're fine. You got me fired up, and I have to get this done today.
Well, this will fire you up even more, so I'm excited. When he was talking, I was sitting there, and he was saying, what you get by faith, keep by faith. And that's so true, and we know that. We've heard it, and God was just sitting here and kind of giving me a little bit of, to add to that, what we get by faith, we must protect it. We must protect it.
That's right.
He married me. I married him. We protect each other.
Amen.
Physically, spiritually. I mean, we protect each other at all costs. We got the responsibility and the blessing of having kids. We protect those kids. I don't care how old they are.
Amen.
And we're all in that same boat, you know. So in the natural, we protect those that we love, you know. And God protects us. Thank you, Lord. He is always watching over us. He's always protecting us. But what
Amen.
We get by faith, we keep by faith. We protect that. So I... My phone went away. So I looked up the word protect really quick. And it says, to defend or guard from attack, invasion, to guard from invasion, guard from loss, guard from annoyance, insult, etc. Cover or shield from injury or danger. So what we get by faith, we protect, we keep by faith. We protect that. How do we protect that? Just like Brandon said, the word. The word, the word, the word. I mean, the word is our protection. I mean, I don't know how many times that the word has protected us, me, Brandon, our family, this church. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many times. But just think of that. Think of that in the natural, how you protect those that you love, how you protect the things that you've been blessed with. God wants us to protect what we get by faith, we keep by faith. We protect that constantly. Thank God for it. Pray over it. You know, speak over it. I mean, whatever you have to do, I mean, that's the way that we can do that. We can keep it by protecting that by faith.
Amen. I like that. That's good. Praise God for the wife. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. So, you know, and that comes back to Malachi chapter 3 now. And you have to understand this. She's talking about protecting what we get or keep by faith. Well, Malachi chapter 3, when it says to bring all the tithes in the storehouse, that there be food in the house, to prove God with it now.
Yes.
Now we're proving it. Yes. God, prove it. I'm obeying your word.
Amen.
Now you will prove it. So I'm obeying his word by faith, okay? Because my God is not a God who is out to kill me. He's not a mean God. He loves me. Amen? So I'm not afraid of him. I love him. I'm drawn to him because he is love. I'm not drawn to him because I'm scared of he might lightning bolt me or something of that nature, right? He's not a mean daddy.
No.
All right? He loves me.
Yes.
So I'm drawn to him and I obey his word because I love him.
That's right.
Amen. So in Malachi, we see that we've brought our tithe in and our offering, right?
Yes.
That there be food in his house, and we prove God with that now. That he would open the window of heaven, pour out blessing upon you. There's not room enough to receive. And then he protects it, is what I'm getting to. He rebukes the devourer for your sake. We get it by faith and we protect it by faith. God does the same thing.
Amen.
And then we receive the windows of heaven opened and the blessings being poured out. And then God protects it by rebuking the devourer for our sake.
Thank you, Lord.
Now that is awesome. That is awesome. What we get by faith, we must protect by faith. Praise God. That's good. Sue, we like that. All right. Wow. I got 15 minutes, people. All right. Praise the Lord. The way you react to the word that has been spoken will determine how God can react for you. How you react to the word that is spoken, whatever that word may be, not just this, whatever the bank says, whatever the doctors say, whatever the family says, whatever your friends say, whatever, how your reaction to what they say will determine how God can react for you. So, fear comes. We must react, but we must react by countering that fear. Speaking what? Our faith. Speak the word. Speak it. Right? That's how we must react, because fear is always going to come. He's a liar. It's all he can do is speak lies, right? He's the father of lies. That's all he is. So when he says you're sick, you know that's a
lie.
So we just don't believe it. But we must counter it. Even though we don't believe it, we must counter it by speaking faith. We speak the truth. He speaks the lie, we speak the truth. Always counter it. And like I said, I would speak it at least 2 or 3 times. You hear it once, speak it 2 or 3 times. Get your faith out there, get it moving. So praise God. All right, look at Luke. Go to Luke 5. Luke 5. I got to get this done. Help me. Because if those kids are late to going skating today, I'm in trouble. All right, Luke 5. I believe, yes. Let's look at verse 1. Luke 5, verse 1. All right. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw 2 boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now, he had just cleaned his nets. Yeah. You have to understand. I mean, I've worked and toiled all day and I just cleaned my fishing rod. You want me to go get it dirty again? I mean, you got to think about it. He's worked all day, and cleaning nets is not fun.
No.
That's hard to do, right? And so he's having to clean these nets, and then Jesus just right here, you know, well, you know. Now Jesus is thinking, I'm going to bless this man. All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to bless him. If he'll just, right? I'm going to bless him. Now, let's look at this. Verse 4 again. So when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and he said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, wait a minute. No, we've done all this all night long. Nevertheless, are you ready? And this is where we always have to be. Nevertheless, at your word, I will.
Amen.
5 words should be the most important words in your life is, at your word, I will. At his what?
Word.
Ha! At his what? His word. So at his word, we obey. At his word, I will. At his word, I will. Verse 5 says, but Simon answered and he said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this. And then what happened?
They did it.
They were obedient. They did what he said, at his word, I will. And then they, at his word, they did. Because see, there's a lot of people that say, oh yeah, I'll do that for you.
Oh.
And they don't do it. I've had people tell me, well, I'm going to give you all this money. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how much I saw of it?
None.
Big goose egg.
Yeah.
El nada. Yeah. They'll tell you a lot of things. They don't follow up with their word.
Right.
Because they're not true to their word. But Jesus is the truth. And the life.
And the life.
He is the truth. The word, then, for is the truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all, that's good stuff right there. Way to go, Pastor. Yeah, thank you. All right, hallelujah. All right. So when they had done this, I'll read the rest of it. But that's the main part of that I want you to get. All right. At your word, I will. And when they had done this. Okay. So at his word, we do.
Amen.
And then he will.
So
it's how we react to his word. He says, at your word, I will. And he went, he let down the nets. Ooh, hallelujah. And caught a great number of fish. And their nets were breaking.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great number of fish.
Yeah.
All because Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. He didn't say, for a great catch. He didn't say, it's going to be the biggest catch you've ever had. Yeah. He didn't say, you're going to catch so many, it might break your nets. He didn't say any of that. He just said, let down for a catch. These guys might be like, yeah, probably catch two fish maybe. You know, you see what I'm saying? They've been toiling all night. They've been working this thing all night long. Not caught nothing. But Jesus said, and just, I'm telling you, because he said it, they did it.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to get to. What, because he said it, then we've got to do it. Be obedient to it. React to it. How we react is how he can react for us. Amen. So at your word, I will. God's reaction was blessing with a great number of fish.
Amen.
Matthew 6:33. We're going to run through this real fast. Matthew 6. Matthew 6. It says this, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things. Whether it be, and he was talking about clothing, he was talking about all these things. Whatever you need, basically, will be added to you. But you must first seek the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
And his righteousness.
Yes. Go after him.
Go get him. That's what we talked about this morning, about going after him. Get a hold of him.
That's right.
We've got to bow down. We've got to be thankful. We've got to, like Jay Iris, when he fell down at his feet, he showed honor. Honor and reverence. Honor.
Hallelujah.
He also showed submission.
Yeah.
See, this is submission to the Lord.
Amen.
And there are people that won't do it. They will not do this. You can't. They think you're weird. They don't, but they won't do this. Why? Because it's submission.
Yeah.
You know, men don't like to submit to anything. Men do not like submission to anything. But that's where healing begins.
Yes.
That's when you're able to put down pride. They don't want to submit. But that's pride. See, that submission means you're letting go of the pride that you have. Amen?
Yes.
That's why men don't like to do it.
And
pride cometh before a fall. See, and that's when men keep falling down and getting right back up, falling down and getting back up, praying, God help me, God help me, but they won't submit to him. Amen. All right. So, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then God will supply your needs. He will supply your needs. Why? Because he said it.
He said it.
Now you got to find where he said it. That's between you and him now.
Amen.
You get in the word. And you look at it and you believe it, because you've got to believe it. And when you find what you believe, then you let it come out of your mouth.
That's right.
See, I believe Malachi 3. That's why when we do tithes and offerings, that's all I will speak.
That's right.
Because it is the word.
Hallelujah.
I want the windows of heaven open to you, to me.
Yeah.
I want God's blessings to be poured out to you.
Hallelujah.
And to me. And I want God to rebuke the devourer.
Amen.
Who would try to take those blessings that he's given to me.
Amen.
Because that's exactly what he wants to do. You get something good, he wants to make it something bad. He wants to rust it. He wants to steal it. God blesses you, he wants to take it away. He doesn't want you blessed by God. Especially if God gave it to you. You know, when a dad and a family are together and a dad loves his son and this, that, and the other, and loves his other son, just, you know, loves him too, and this, that, and the other. But the dad gives the one son, some nice stuff. And it is, you know what happens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a Cain and Abel gig, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
That brother hates. Not only does he hate his brother, but then he begins to hate God.
Uh-oh.
Or dad.
Big trouble.
See, he hates dad because dad blessed the son. He doesn't want that son to be more blessed than he is, his brother to be more blessed than he is. So he hates, he covets, he's jealous. And then he begins to get mad at dad. Dad, I don't like my dad anymore. I hate my dad. How could he give him stuff and not me? always concerned about himself and not concerned about others. And see, this is where blessings start, is being more concerned about others.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about others, see.
Right.
We're put on this earth for other people.
Amen.
I'm put on this earth to serve you.
Yes.
Just as Jesus said it, I am here to serve.
Amen.
Now our King, the Son of God, our Savior, Master, said, I'm here to serve you.
That's right.
Here, sit down. Let me wash your feet. No? Please no, Lord. Don't tell him please no.
Just receive.
He wants you blessed, but the devil doesn't. He is going to try to come, according to the word, to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I've become that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, abundant life means windows of heaven are open.
Right.
Abundant life means all my needs are met, all my bills are paid.
Amen. Glory.
Abundant life means I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I lack no good thing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. My quiver is full.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I mean, amen.
Yeah,
right? That's blessing. Which is exactly what the Lord wants for you. This is what He wants for us. He wants us blessed beyond belief.
That's right.
He said, exceedingly abundantly and above all that you could even ask or think.
Amen.
And there's a lot of things that I could think of, but I probably wouldn't even ask God for.
Yeah.
And He says He wants to even do above that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is how good our God is. Really fast. Go to Luke. Luke 17. Real fast. Well, I'll get it done quick. Ready? Luke 17. Here we go. All right. Excuse me. Luke 17. Here we are. All right. It says this in verse 11. Now it happened that as he went to Jerusalem, talking about Jesus, that he passed through the midst of the Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. Well, they would. They were lepers. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. What'd they do? They lifted up their voices. What'd they do? They lifted up their voices. See, they weren't quiet. Oh, Lord. They weren't quiet about it. When you need something, you want something, you need God to get it for you, you're going to get loud. You're going to get bold, loud. I don't care what anybody thinks. I need healing. Hello. All right. So they got loud, didn't they? They lifted up their voices. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed.
That's right.
So he said, go show yourself. And if they'd have just stood there, guess what would have happened? Nada. But as they decided to obey his word, it manifested.
That's right.
It manifested. It says, as they went. Always keep that in your mind. As you go, as you do, as you obey him. Listen to what he has to say and obey him. As you go, get busy. Sounds to me like something to do. He said, go show yourself. Go show yourself. Go show yourself. He said, go show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, oh, I like this part, when he saw that he was healed, returned. And with a real soft voice.
No.
Oh, that's not what it says there, is it? He says, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. He glorified God with a loud voice. See, with a, you know what? None of these people could have done this for me. So what do I care about what they think? I'm going to glorify God. All right. So here he goes. He said, as he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice and glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet. Honor, 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 worship, thankful. What does it say? Giving him thanks. giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and he said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Uh-oh. Ungrateful, sounds like.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like it's ungrateful people? Ungrateful.
Just takers.
Didn't return to the Lord and give God glory. Didn't return to the Lord and bow at his feet and give honor and praise and thanks.
Yeah.
They didn't return. They didn't give thanks. But he returned, giving thanks, and he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered, and he said, were there not 10? What are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. What did they do? They cried out to the Lord Jesus with a loud voice. Lord Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. And at his word, they went and were cleansed. When? At his word. When they obeyed him. And then one came back and was made whole. He was made well. He was made whole. Why? Because he returned and gave true honor, true worship, and true thanks. And I'll tell you, he probably always would. Never forget what Jesus did for him. And the problem we have with Christians today is they expect it. They don't remember it. Remember all the things that the Lord has done for us. I mean, sometimes it takes, you know, we're supposed to give thanks at Thanksgiving. And that's a great time to sit back and think of your life and the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. The things that he's done for you. And the trials and errors that he's delivered you from. And give him thanks again. That's a great time to give him thanks again. And continually. Giving thanks for what the Lord has done. Amen. You can close your Bibles. Hallelujah. I am done. Praise the Lord. Unless the Spirit says anything to do next week, we'll move on to something else. But praise God, we must stay in faith. What we get by faith, we keep by faith. We must protect it.
Hallelujah.
Must protect it. I love it. Because just as that word says, the invasion will come. And so we are to protect our faith from the invasion, the invader, the one who would come and put doubt in your heart, put doubt in your mind, right? And allow fear to come and you begin to sink. That's when we get stand up. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Father, for all that you have done for us. I thank you for your word, that your worth is very truth. It is all truth. And we thank you for that we can stand on your word. And you are faithful and able to perform it.
Amen.
I praise you for that, Father. I thank you for it. I thank you that as we go this week, we are in faith. We receive it done in Jesus' name. And we honor you and give you praise. Thankful, Father, for what you have done for us. We give you glory and we give you honor, and all of God's people said, amen. God bless you all. Have a blessed week.